Maybe it was my misunderstanding, but I knew we talked about policy, and I swear you said something, well, can we change it? Because that's, I didn't understand the four and five and...
We can change it. It would not eliminate overtime. It would decrease overtime. And probably the greatest comparison would be the previous year's overtime is what you'd be looking at the lowest if we just went back to four firefighters per ship. And that became our minimum staffing. If we cut from time to time, just didn't fill that fifth firefighter, it would reduce overtime some. I think it would be de minimis in the amount that you're looking
okay.
at.
Okay. And again, this is not a town thing. This is a Skip thing. And I'll preface it and leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a ton more notes, but I'm going to shut up for a minute, Mayor, if it's okay. And I might want to come back.
Of course. No, that is fine. Is there... Gary?
No, I've been through enough budgets, and I'm comfortable with this one at the millage rate that they want. I think they've just justified everything that they've done. There's a reason for everything that's in there, and so they've spent a lot of time presenting it. I'm comfortable with it as presented.
And I am comfortable as it is presented as well, and in favor of the budget as requested by by staff. So, Joe?
Over the last 12 years or so, I've probably looked at our budgeting process at least 10 times. So I'm quite satisfied with the way it's presented. I like the information that's in it. I appreciate the detail. And I understand that things are going to fluctuate during any budget year. We never have an absolute firm number moving forward. It's going to be a moving target to some degree. And I think that what we're looking at here is a very, very minimalized moving forward target that's going to be excessive in terms of costs.
Thank you, Joe.
My turn?
I think you absolutely.
Everybody's talking the 662 is the balanced one. My concern is I went back to the unfunded. And some of those unfunded items are significant, and we need to really look at them. If we pick a 6-2, if we pick a 6-6, we're hammered in. We can't fit those unfunded items in. We did it once before, and it took us months of our reserve to balance the budget that following year. If you go to the higher, you can always lower.
Right.
If you stop at a number, you're stuck. And every time we get stuck, we hurt our town. We did it drastically 2 years ago, and we We really hurt ourselves.
Yep.
We shot ourselves in the foot.
Yes.
So I don't want to see us doing it again by saying this is the balanced budget, this is the number we know we're going to go to. If we go high, we can always go low. If we go low, we can't go up. So that's all. It's all I ask you to remember, because I sat in this chair and watched us do it, and it hurt our reserve. It destroyed our reserve. It didn't hurt our reserve. It destroyed our reserve.
Are you
because we don't know what's going to happen?
Are you looking at something above the 6.625?
I'm looking at that supermajority. That we need the supermajority vote. We need a supermajority for the 6.6743. We only need a majority vote for the 6-6, if I read it correctly.
No, we need four for the 6625. Right, Mike? Yeah.
It's page 11 on the other thing.
Supermajority for the 6.747.
Yeah, the supermajority is the 6-7.
Yeah.
The simple majority is the 6-2, 6-6.
It's anything above 6-7. Will require unanimous vote. So between 6-7 and actually the 6-1339. So anything in between those numbers would require 4 out of 5 vote.
So we would need if I understood you correctly, we would need 4 out of 5 for the 6625 as well.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, yeah. Both options that were presented here would require a supermajority vote.
So if there's four votes for the 6625, maybe there's four votes for the 6-7-4. Because, I've been coming to council meetings for 2004, 2005. I remember the crash of 2007, 2008, where we had to bury the budget and literally eliminate our reserve. And then we came back and said, after that, we were going to have that state-mandated reserve of 4 months and so on. I think, Mike, I don't remember if you were here, that we then went down to like a three-month reserve mm-hmm. to try and balance the budget. We started having that problem a few years ago because we went $8 trillion in debt in 4 years in the country, and we were going in debt during that time. And we said, oh, gee, let's go ahead and do this. And we lowered the budget by lowering the millage rate, and we shot ourselves in the foot. I don't want us doing that again because we hurt our employees. And, I mean, just now, what the budget says, this is the final year of us finally getting to $15 an hour. What's that, $30,000 a year? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that.
Well, and I think we also have to think about the kind of increase in property tax and the increase in value, the property value of the people that they're getting. I mean, I think it's something to think about. Now, you had four of us, I believe, who are comfortable at 6.6. Skip, I'll leave you out of this right now because you already said you're not in favor of the 6.6. But may I hear from Gary and Joe if you would be amenable to the higher? What are we talking about, Bill? 6.7473, so that we would be able to look to fund the unfunded items.
Mm-hmm. Unfunded items that are specifically for public safety.
Safety. Yeah.
We can live without a golf cart. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
But there's things in there that we could live without. But there are things in there that I think for safety concerns we need to consider.
That public safety.
And the thing is you can't consider them if you say this is the number we want. They're gone. They're gone for the whole year. And that,
right.
It bothers me.
Can I have one more bite, please?
Well, of course.
Thank you. If you go and look on line 40 of the presentation that Michael had last, the one that we picked up at our last meeting, it talked about the reasons why we're having such a millage rate increase in this year, 24-25. And it was because of the hurricanes, we had to use the reserves. And by doing that, we want to stabilize tax rates. By going to a 6.7, in my opinion, is not stabilizing a tax rate. I had Kim put together a chart for me, and it is actually, instead of percentages, it is dollars. And to be clear, 22-23, as a citizen, I stood there again and I made some phone calls to our mayor because I was a citizen and I was in full support of doing the rollback rate. I was in full support of utilizing the 9 months that we were told, not eight, nine. I went back and pulled my paperwork. 9 months. Reserves, we said, you know what, my question at that time, what happens if we get over 9 months? Do we get a spanking? What is the policy? Well, no. So we decided to use reserves. I was all in favor of that bill like you, not as a voting council member, but as a citizen. So our millage rate, $23.24, $5,664,000. The adopted this year, $23.24, $7,301,000. Proposed next year based on this current proposal is $8,403,000. That being said, I we have to get to a point in Ponce Inlet that we stop, we take a breath. I'm not saying these things aren't needed, but we added two new unbudgeted people this year. Unbudgeted, not approved by council, unbudgeted. We added them. Where'd that money come from? Reserves. We had two new lease vehicles, unbudgeted. Where'd that money come out of? Reserves. How can you build a budget and save reserves when you pull money out to cover something. That is my concern. Maybe I'm so used to a hardcore budget, this is what you have, but if you have the money in reserve and it's available and you throw more money at something, who's to say it can't be used again? So my whole point is I'm all about building reserves, and we only have, Michael, you can help me with this one, probably three or four reserves that actually is revenue generated. The rest of the reserves are based on budgeting or not using budgeted dollars. So that's my whole concern.
Skip, is there something in the budget that you believe we don't need?
Do we have time for that?
Well, you see, that's what I think we're here for. But
there's $440,000 in there, Lois, that I pulled. Because when I had a conversation with the staff, I went back and I said, okay, if we kept the millage rate, the rollback rate, not even close to looking at it. But if we go back and look at the rollback, no. If we go look at the current millage rate, yes. Can the staff put together a solid budget that would do that? Yes. It's there. And can I sit there with Michael? And we discussed some things on Thursday that we could pull out. Because at that time, I told Michael, I said, look, you know, I don't know the political game here or how it works, but please understand, here's where my head's at. And I thought it was important for the staff to know where my head was at. And I explained to him where my head was at, and we talked about items that we could potentially remove, and that's the reason, hopefully, that the slide was here today.
And that's the slide with the check marks, right?
Yeah, that's this one, the lower service level. That's
the lower service level, but there was one with the check marks.
That just says that's the comparison side by side.
Mike, if I understand you correctly, go back to that page you just had up. All right, so you're saying the 574, look at the items. That's all I'm asking you. Look at the items that you're eliminating.
No, they're keeping these.
No, the lower service, if I read it, we're keeping those?
These are the ones, this is what you would get at the lower service level.
Okay.
So there was another one.
If you want to see the screen that shows the difference in
right.
the checks.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, the check mark
right.
ones.
Yeah, let me get to that real quick.
Yeah, there
right.
was
here it is. Yeah.
30.
There.
Okay. Now, there's your backup power load stretcher bill where you said you looked at... What?
It's gone.
Right, it's gone. You know, we can talk about the public safety vessel because the vessel combined with overtime and maintenance may be something that we need to look at, especially since the grant does not expire on us. Look, I believe we have a public safety need for it. I do. At what cost under these circumstances when maybe it can be deferred given the overtime? I mean... But anyway, the other items, the additional security cameras at the parks, I mean, that's public safety again. The museum boardwalk replacement, I think we put that off for a while, and then the storm drain. I don't like removing the public safety items that are here and also that things that help us with resilience. But you know what? I believe... that given the fact that we're, what is it, one more year on our loan with Town Hall, and then
that's
we
correct.
Have another loan that comes off in 2 years or 3 years?
Stormwater improvements.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to talk about looking at a big picture and look at things down the road, but right now, you see, Skip, I don't just look at the budget and the millage rate number, I truly look at what we're asking our residents to pay in additional numbers based upon the value of their property. What are we asking a resident to pay to increase their public safety? And I think if you ask them that question directly, are you willing to pay an additional $250 a year, $400 a year, $550 a year, for the kind of services that not only do they expect of us, but I believe is our obligation, I think we need to move forward on it. I mean, I'm looking at the number two also of tax increase to the individual.
But, and Mayor, I agree with you, but we say that every year. Every year, $400, $500, it's only $300, it's only $400, it's only $500. We say it every year. I get it. Can I afford to pay it? Yes. Can everybody afford to pay it? I don't know. On the debt services for This building, Michael, explain that. That's not found money. We can't touch that money. It's not in our millage rate. Michael, you want to explain that one?
Yeah, that's correct. That's paid out of the land acquisition fund. So we get this revenue. It's not part of the millage rate, but we will continue to get it after these things are paid off.
Right. So I'm looking at the fact that, and I said this twice already today, is property values have increased. People have an investment in this town and in their real estate, and they're getting a return. And people move to the town of Ponce Inlet for a reason. We have a visioning statement. We're going to even be discussing it on Thursday. There's an expectation that Ponce Inlet provides services. And what I see here are the services that we're talking about. You don't want the golf cart, maybe not the public safety vessel, but for the most part, I see the need to move forward, and I do believe our residents would like us to move forward.
And that's not what I'm hearing, but that's okay. You know where I stand.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was that, Skip?
That's not what I'm hearing from our residents.
What are you hearing from your residents?
Our residents are telling us to hold the millage rate where it currently is. Not anything less, not anything more. When they see 9% of their property value go up, that's more money they're paying, and then we're going to add on top of that. So we can vote. I'm good. I've said all I can say. Thank you.
May I ask how many residents?
Sure. On the beach this morning, I had six. Just this morning. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not the same people. It's this morning. They know it's there. And I will make one statement. I told Jane I would not make it. But the residents said, we're so happy you're on council because we know and we do not have to worry about what happens. That was the exact words that came to me this morning from two different couples. And again, I'm not upset. I am concerned, and I told Michael before this meeting started, I said, please don't get upset at me. And I told Gary and Bill and Joe, please don't get upset at me, because it is personal feeling. It's how you believe. It's how you budget. It's how your mind works. But it's also what I'm being told. And if you want names, I'll start jotting them down for you, Mayor.
I'm not looking for names. The next question I have to you is, do you believe that the people have all the information that they need in order to formulate that opinion, or is the information that's being provided by our staff something that perhaps we need on balance to listen to perhaps a bit more?
I'll say yes to both, because I think we don't have all the information yet on the fire truck. We don't know all the information on the Building B, which, again, those are reserves. But we need to understand we have revenue-generating reserves, and we have budgeting reserves. Budgeting reserves means we budget money, and if we don't use it, it goes in the reserves. The only way we can build our reserves is to continue to budget higher. We hire people, we don't hire people, we throw that money into reserve. I understand it. It is, our reserves are not all revenue generating. All I'm saying is we need to be careful, because year in and year out, I hope and pray that our real estate value continues to go up. But if it doesn't, how are we going to respond as a council if we have fixed cost that we cannot take out of the system?
Okay, so the point of fixed costs that we cannot take out of the system is a very good one. There's no question about that. So let me ask you the next question. Is that what you, Skip, are comfortable with is at, based upon what your residents are saying, or the residents that spoke with you, and based upon your own thought process, is that you are comfortable with 6.2779 this year and do without the services that are provided in this chart?
Yes, I am, and the reason being because the services we were asked for last year, police and fire, we made the investment. We're going to get the fire truck, no question about it. That's another investment. So in my personal opinion, there becomes a time in your life when you need to step back, take a breath, see where you are as a town, and then move forward again. We've been without that the stretcher thing forever. I mean the boat. I stood there 2 years ago and I was in favor of the vessel.
Yeah.
Now, understanding the total cost, is there something more valuable in there that we might have instead of a police vessel and more overtime? Probably. But that's Mike Disher's decision as town manager. We set the budget, we set the policies, and I'm out of it. Thank you.
So a simple thing like the stretcher, you're willing to pass over to keep your 6-2 and really then are not concerned if a possibility of a person getting hurt.
Bill, I'm concerned a hurricane might come through. No, hang on. I might be concerned a hurricane might come through here and just blow us off the water.
I can never... I guess it's because I spent so much time. You were in an office
working.
I was out in the school watching things going on. It's an entirely different atmosphere. Maybe that's why I look at things differently than you are currently looking. And I'm not disagreeing with you because you have your beliefs. I also have mine. Mm-hmm. My beliefs is, number one, always, is I was the very first high school in the state of Florida to put metal detectors in the hands of all my administrators in the 1980s because I knew what could possibly happen. I don't want to be hit in over a 0.35 mil
put to dollars
what
to
could
it, Bill.
Possibly happen.
I understand.
And that's where you're coming from.
Bill.
You're not looking at what could happen.
Budget what you want. My vote is no.
Well, I did it. I nowhere near did the budget that you did. Let's be honest about it. I was working with a $12, $9, $13 million budget. You worked with hundreds of millions of dollars.
Bill,
in the
and
budget.
I was out in the field at my divisions. And yes, I had my office. I was in my office on Monday and Friday. The rest of the time, I got on a plane and flew to places. I got in my divisions. I knew what was going on. I knew what they needed. And they always came in and asked for the moon, and I gave them the stars. And that's my whole point with this whole thing. You can't tell me that there's not stuff in there that can be cut. And that's the reason why, again.
And I agree with you. But if you go with the lower number now,
I got it.
You're stuck.
I understand.
And I can never vote for being stuck. And that's what you're asking.
Well, I can't vote for a 6-7 either, so.
Oh, I was hoping on that, but I definitely know that's not going to happen. But I will never go below the 6-6. No. You understand that?
I understand.
I can't do that because I don't want to. We stuck ourselves. You were here. You agree with me.
Lois called me on a Saturday morning before, as a citizen, before the council meeting and says, I think I have a plan, because she knew how compassionate as a citizen I was about the rollback rate. And I was. I was all over it because I knew we had 9 months, supposedly.
And
we had a great conversation. So I don't want you guys to fall on the sword. I will as a citizen. I was there. I said, yes, yes, do it. Great. Wonderful.
And we shot ourselves in the foot.
Yes. But we're not going to shoot ourselves in the foot with this one because, again, we have to digest what we have. If we keep spending money the way we're going, and then next year, let's just say the economy, the housing market does not continue, we're in trouble because we have so many fixed costs now, it doesn't go away. And I don't want to start laying off employees.
Well,
that's
back,
what options would we have?
When the crash hit years ago, employees in Ponce Inlet went 3 years without a nickel. We had to do that. Remember, Dan?
I want to make one last statement. The reason I'm so dadgum compassionate about this is my last two years, I got a phone call from our corporate office. This is 2 weeks before Christmas, and Jane will tell you this happened. Skip, I need 200 employees taken out of the Southeast on January 1. Give me their names and numbers. You have 4 days to get this done. I swore upon my life at that time. I said, I am done with this company. I'm going to work 2 more years. I'm gone. Because I stopped believing what I was doing. That's why I'm so compassionate and so cautious about how we spend money.
I could see that. I could see that. But I continue to say, if we voted for the 6-2, we're stuck. If we voted for the 6-6 or the 6-7, we can always go down to the 6-2. But once you cap yourself, you're stuck. And that's the thing that scares me, because as you said, we both agreed to it 3 years ago, you as a citizen, me as a council member, and look what we did to ourselves.
I agree.
So I just could never go down to that level.
But again, we went down, but we went down. That was not what was adopted at this meeting. We went down at the last meeting.
Exactly.
Joe, was there something?
I'm not trying to trivialize this by in any stretch of the imagination, but I just want to run a number by you, okay? We're talking about roughly $31 a month on the average increase of $400 a year in taxes.
I totally understand.
Gary, anything else?
No, I like the 6.6.
You like the 6.6. Okay. It would be appropriate at this time if any member of the public would like to come up and speak. Mr. Burge.
You almost had to look whether you were going to do it or not.
Let's see if anybody else wants to speak before me. Charles Burge, 4670 Links Village Drive. Last year at this time, Mr. White was a citizen. He spoke. And he made a lot of sense. Now he's a council person. But I spoke after him, and I told you that I agreed with him at that point. I agree with him now. Mayor, I disagree with your earlier statements when you referenced Anchor Drive, Ponce Inlet Circle, and another location. Insurance companies base our rates on our crime rate, on our fire department rate, on our floodplain. When you put in situations or try to rectify a floodplain situation and put infrastructure in, it affects our insurance companies. That affects the town, okay? I feel that your statements were directed to my protests about funding a private equity concern. And when you go to a 6.67 millage rate, to fund fire truck equipment, stretches, I agree with it. But when you go to it to find a private equity concern, I don't agree with it. So therefore, I agree with Mr. White. And I understand the cap level, but when you set a cap at a 6.7, how many times in history have you gone down to the lower cap rate? Every time? Well, I don't know. I'm asking.
I'll be honest with you, Charlie. I don't ever remember a time that when we did the original number and when we got down to the final, we didn't lower it, that we stuck with. I really don't remember it. It could have been possible, but in the 12 years that I've been here, I don't remember that happening, mm-hmm. that we haven't lowered from the top.
You have lowered it?
Have lowered. In other words, this vote is to determine what is the maximum it could ever be.
Right.
And then what we would do is when the town would go back and finish up the final, and we'd have that meeting, and usually I think it's September.
Yeah. Yep.
I've never remembered a time that it wasn't lowered down. I just don't, in the 12 years I've been, I don't remember a time where we haven't lowered it down.
I think you're right, Bill. Mm-hmm. And the reason, and it we have this discussion every year. And it's like we've now gotten a lot more feedback, a lot more information to digest and decide of other things. And to start high, it has always gone lower, not necessarily back to the other one, but it has always decreased because we've taken time to look at things, digest things, and come back and sharpen our pencils and do a little bit better. We want that flexibility. Every year we go through this discussion. Every year we start with a higher number, and every year that I remember, it has been reduced a little bit. But it is reduced selectively by what can we not put in here that hurts us the least, mm-hmm. that has the least impact on taking it out. And it gives us another month or two to do that. That's why I always start with the number that they ask for every time.
Okay, I can understand that. And I also understand Mr. White's point that that the money's there. I too would want a stretcher. I hate to be the person that they're lifting up and they drop because it slips and I got a back issue. I fell and they come to get me and I fall again because they drop me. I hate that too. I wouldn't want that either. Okay? So if you have line and veto, there are things that I want stricken, and I feel very adamant about this in that budget. Again, when you help Anchor Drive, when you help Ponce Inlet Circle, our floodplain insurance goes down. When you can show an insurance company that we've taken steps and we've taken measures and we bought equipment to reduce our exposure to natural catastrophes, fires, police activity, it helps the whole town. It helps with our insurance rates. My car insurance doubled.
If I may, Mr. Burge, if I don't play tennis or I don't use the pickleball courts and pavement needs to be done, does that help me?
Yeah, but you know what happens, Mayor? Somebody on that court is going to trip over that crack in the concrete on the court and get hurt. And then they're going to sue you.
Because
you didn't repair it.
Do you see any public safety benefit for the public to be made more aware of the fact that there is an additional walkover that they can be using in the event of, say, a thunderstorm, and they want to get off the beach quickly, and they didn't know that that was available to them, and now they would know it's available to them? Do you see a public safety benefit to the walkover?
Yeah, because a walkover, if they plan it right, won't have steps, and it takes away the accident that occurs.
Okay,
so that's the whole point. A walkover that doesn't have steps and has a ramp to the beach is a public safety concern, but it's also a private entity. You can go two houses down between the Jacobs and the next house that just put in a seawall. I'm going to call it an alleyway, but there's an access. Mm-hmm. That can be done. I think it's owned by Loggerhead Court Association. That picture that I showed you with the bamboo sidewalk that goes out to the beach, that could be put down there. If you're going to put $25,000 into something, you could put it there with a minimum amount of cost. I believe that everything on that list is more important than a walkover that doesn't service disabled people in this town. I told you in the last presentation how many people are disabled in this town, how many people are disabled in Harbor Village, and how many people need that ramp, okay? It's just their obstinance to fulfill the needs of disabled people that live there. And I also told you how many veterans, one-third of our veterans, are disabled.
Thank you, Mr. Birch.
Thank you.
And I do want to add that the request that was made for the walkover was done by the elected board members for Harbor Village. Perhaps not everybody agreed with the request, but the request is made on behalf of 670 people who are residents in our town. Yes, Mr. Birch?
Mayor, I think you're looking at votes.
Well, Mr. Birch, I can appreciate what you have to say.
Thank you.
Okay, and thank you.
Are you up for re-election this year?
I'm not up, no. Anyone else? Anyone else have anything they wish to say? Okay, so any other comments here? Well, so Mike, what is it that you need next from us?
Well, excuse me, I think I've got it. I just want to say it's always our goal to make the budget as tight as we can and still provide the level of services that the community is asking for. This is ultimately the council's budget. You know, we here prepare it based on what we as staff think is needed, but this is ultimately your decision. There are choices and consequences with any of these things. Just like last year, we started out at 6.5 and took it down to where it is now. That's always our goal, to see what we can, how we can tighten it up. If there's anything, maybe something initially we thought costed more than it did. If we get better estimates, we can reduce that. So that's an ongoing process that we do. We don't take this lightly at all. So I think I've gotten the input that we need. You know, like I said, we will keep looking at ways to cut things. If there are any particular concerns, please let me know. Because what's going to happen is that the council on Thursday will be asked to vote for a maximum millage rate. And then we will always go down from there. That's always our goal. We'll go there. And then based on the input between now and over the next month or so, we'll eventually be able to deliver to you a budget in September. The first reading of that is along with a tentative millage rate. That's in the beginning of September, with the final reading at our September council meeting.
So you don't need anything further from us at this
workshop,
moment.
So you don't need to vote. The vote will come Thursday.
On Thursday. Mm-hmm. Does anyone wish to say anything else at this time? Is there any member of the public who wishes to add or say anything at this time?
I enjoyed this meeting.
Seeing none, then this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
And one more thing. Actually, we do have refreshments. Has it been delivered? There are sandwiches in the back.
Oh, thank you. There are sandwiches in the back if anybody would like that.
If council wants to have lunch, we got lunch.